Station number 17580, Walter Brazier, reel 2.
Mr. Brazier, reel 2. You're telling me how you were caught hit by a ricochet off one of the stone walls. Was that when you were on picket duty, or was it when you were in the camp?
No, that was on picket duty.
Was it a bad wound?
It was.
I could see the scar on your left leg.
There's a scar right.
The front of your leg?
Yeah.
Was it treated?
No, not as such. I carried on because there's so many men gone down to malaria. There's only 18 troops left all told.
What, in your company or platoon?
Yeah. In the platoon.
How bad a wound was it? Was it just mainly a cut, a deep cut, or was it, did it actually...
It was the bone that was chipped down with the flesh all over it.
Did the MO see you?
Yeah, there wasn't much they could do up there those days. That was months afterwards when they sent for some ointment from London, and they spread it on, and eventually it cleaned it all up.
Now, you mentioned malaria. Was that a big problem while you were in Dumdell camp?
That was a problem all over, that was. Malaria, because you get malaria, then you used to get a... It used to come back to you all the while, this malaria. You were all on Mepoquin or...
Was that the main anti-malaria precaution? Or was
quinine. Quinine was the one. Quinine.
And would you use mosquito nets?
No, not those days we didn't. No.
Now, anything else about your time at Damdill camp and on the road and the pickets? Anything else happen?
We used to go out at 4 in the morning and we'd double march 8 miles to Damdill, and then we'd feather out onto the hills and till about 11 o'clock when the HQ used to come along, headquartered with the commander and the lieutenant colonel.
Would that be Claude?
Yeah. Claude. Oh, you got his name, Claude. Yeah, C-L-O-D-E, Claude. Well, you call him Claude, do you?
I mispronounce it, yeah. Cloud, I've heard it pronounced that way before.
Yeah, but either cloud. Depends what part of the empire you come from, where you pronounce it, I suppose. Yeah.
So they've come up round the posts?
Yeah.
What did you think of Cloud?
He was quite a capable commander.
What's the next thing you remember? Is it when you went down to Delhi, or is there anything else about your time on the frontier?
No, we came down to a place called Dehradun,
and then I think you went to Delhi.
We went to Delhi to Vaisrigal Lodge on guard duties. Vaisrigal guard duties. The Viceroy's Lodge, they called it.
What was that like?
That was pretty awful, the heat there. You stood on guard for 2 hours at a time in the sun, which was, I don't know, it must have been 37 degrees, I suppose, those days.
Now, war was getting close at this time. What effect was that having on, you know, the war in Europe, the World War breaking out? What effect was that having?
The only thing I remember is we got more munitions. Yeah. We didn't have much up till then, till the European War broke out. Then they decided to give us a few more rifles and machine guns and ammunition. Until then, we had hardly anything.
Now, how long did you stay with the battalion after the war broke out? Because you served in Abyssinia, didn't you? How did that come about?
My mind had to go back a bit. And then I joined that Royal West African Frontier Force.
When you came back from India?
Yeah.
What made you do it? That was it? That was after the war was declared, was it? Or was it before? I think you're a bit uncertain at this point, aren't you? Okay. So, what made you decide to join the Royal West African Frontier Force?
I asked for volunteers. And I'd always sucker for a volunteer.
So, where did you have to go to join up?
I went for an interview in London to the Grand Central Hotel, Marylebone Road.
What sort of thing were they asking you?
Well, I went there and I was all through all that London bombing that happened at that time. And we had to go on top of the Grand Central Hotel for fire watching. And as the firebomb was raining down, you had a shovel of sand to put them out with. Much as I remember that.
So you were accepted into the Royal West African Frontier Force, then?
I what?
You were accepted. What rank were you at this time? Were you a sergeant?
Yeah, most of the time. Yes, I was at that time, yeah.
And what regiment, what battalion of them did you go to? You were in the Gold Coast Regiment, I think.
That was the 8th Battalion, the Gold Coast Regiment.
And where did you join them?
Place called Chekaradi.
Where's that?
That's in the Gold Coast. T-A-K-A-R-I-D, Chekaradi.
Chekaradi. And what was the setup there?
Well, you filtered all over the Gold Coast here, then everywhere, forming garrisons. But there's no action out there at all.
How did you get on with the men, the troops?
How the what?
The men. How did you get on with your men?
Oh, I got on all right with them.
Were they good soldiers?
Yeah.
Had they been well trained, or was that your job, I presume?
That was part of my job. Train them, yeah.
Were they good material for training?
They were.
And what was the outpost duty like?
Oh, as normal. Sentry go most of the while.
What happened next then?
I'm trying to remember now.
They were involved in the Abyssinian campaign, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
What do you remember of that?
Most of I remember they were just marching miles and miles and bloody miles in the Abyssinian campaign. That was then Addis Ababa. I met... Oh, Christ, what was he? Not the king. He used to ride on a bloody white horse.
Haile Selassie?
Yeah. That's him. That's where I met him there, in Addis Ababa, on a white horse. I know, it's so bloody long ago, my memory's gone.
No, you're doing fine. I think next is when you joined the 2nd Battalion. Now, you reckon that was probably when they were in India? Do you remember which town when they were in India? Because they were at Ahmedabad and Ahmednagar.
I didn't join them there, no.
Do you remember where they were when you joined them?
I think they were Pune. I'm sure it was at Pune.
And what state was the battalion in when you joined them?
They were good state, if I can remember.
And what company were you put in?
B. Always B company.
And so your officer would be Twiddle?
Twiddle, yeah.
Twiddle, sorry.
Yeah.
What was he like?
He was a gallant man, a very brave man. He was shot in the stomach, and his stomach and his guts hung out for 4 days, and he marched every inch of the bloody way to Mandalay. He was a Jew. Yeah.
And what was he like as a man to you when you joined? You were a sergeant for him, I presume?
Yeah, those days, yes, I think I was.
What about the other officers in that company? Randall, do you remember him?
Randall, I never knew him. If I did, it was very, very slight.
What about Fitt was acting as a platoon commander. Do you remember, what was he like? Had he changed?
No. I was always close to him. We were always more or less together, me and Winky Fitt. He was a good lad.
And what were you? Were you a platoon commander as well, or what were you doing in B Company?
Yeah, I was platoon commander.
Do you remember which platoon? The number of it?
It's 7, I believe.
Number 7?
Yeah, I think 7.
Now, what do you remember about your training in India before you went to Kohima? There's a lot of jungle training at Belgaum and things like that.
Belgaum,
do you remember
yeah.
much about it?
No, I do not. Strange it may seem, I don't remember hardly a thing about that training, no.
Not much about India the second time, then?
No.
Would it be best if we moved on, then, to the airlift to Dimapur, when you actually started going up to Kohima? If we went on to that, perhaps, next, then?
We did, didn't we, yeah.
What do you remember about the airlift?
Well, I remember that everything was piled into the plane. All the cooking utensils and everything else, and we took off, yeah.
Had you ever flown before?
I had once before, and I'm just trying to think where the hell it was.
Doesn't matter much. What was the flight like?
Well, the flight was good, yeah.
And what was the situation on landing at Dimapur?
That was okay. There's nothing going on there.
That would be around about the 9th or 10th of April 1944.
Yeah. No, there's nothing going on there. It's all quiet on the Western Front.
So they started to move along the road to Kohima, didn't they?
That's right, yeah, we did, yeah.
What do you remember of that? Not too much?
Not a lot, no.
Okay. What about, I mean, the main thing is the flank march round to GPT Ridge. And then the battle for GPT Ridge.
That's right.
What can you tell us about that? As you saw it, from when you set off.
My God. All I remember those days is you just marched and marched and marched. That's about all I bloody well remember.
What was the ground like to march across? Because it was jungly, wasn't it?
Oh, it was rough ground. I'm just going to tell you.
Just as you remember it.
I could be in a battle that's gone all day, but come 4 o'clock, you ask me what I've been through, and I couldn't tell you. It's all gone. I forget things as quick as that.
So you didn't remember at the time, that the same night you wouldn't have known what had happened to her in the battle.
This is how it goes. No, that is me. I forget things as quick as I can remember them. You know what I mean?
What was the fighting like? Do you know? I mean, can you give us an idea of what it was like?
Most of I remember is hand-to-hand fighting.
What was that like?
Well, it was either you or them. You either killed them or he killed you.
What was the main weapon you'd use?
Rifle was the main one.
You wouldn't carry a Sten then?
Oh. They were useless. Bloody weapon they were.
Why was that?
They were all getting jammed. All was going wrong, they were. Sten gun, a horrible bloody weapon. The old rifle was the best thing.
And do you remember any of the men from your platoon? Okay. What about, were you there when Twidell got wounded?
Twidell, yeah.
What, you said he was hit very badly in the stomach?
He was, yeah. And he marched the last 40 miles into Mandalay. Yeah, Twidell. He was a Jew boy. Yeah, he was. Jewish man.
What about Colonel Scott? Did you see much of him in the action?
Oh, he was one of the bravest men you ever come across, he was. Scott. You didn't see a lot of him because he was always up the front leading. He was, Scott.
Now, were you present when Randall made his and Fitt made their attack on Norfolk Bunker?
No, sir.
What were you doing at the time?
I don't really remember. I just went along with the rest of the cogs and the wheel.
So you'd be on the GPT Wirt Ridge. What was it like in the box on that ridge that they set up? What were conditions like?
They were pretty grim.
In what way?
Because you're always listening for everything, you know. But you watch for bloody leaf to move. He's on tenderhooks all the while.
Did that affect the men's nerve or your nerve?
It didn't affect mine because I had no bloody nerves.
You weren't afraid at all?
No, no. No, it's one of those things.
Were some of the men nervous?
Well, I can't say I should think so. Everyone is nervous when you first come into action. It's like this, once you're in action, you're all right. Because you've got a job to do. You either got to get rid of him or him or you.
What did you think of the Japanese as fighters?
Oh, as fighters, you couldn't beat them. They're a dirty load of bastards, I know that.
In what way? Can you give us some examples?
Yeah, they used to split the guts open if they caught you. They rip your guts over near your intestines, just trailed out.
Did you have any evidence of that? Or was it just just something that people said?
It's a thing that happened at the time. A lot of things they done you couldn't ever remember anyway. You won't want to remember half of them. I know I killed five of the bastards one morning.
How was that? Was that on a GPT Ridge or later?
No, that was later in the bungalow that I saw them go into. And I thought, oh, I'll have you bastards. I did. I had five of them.
What, with a grenade?
No, it was a bloody rifle and bayonet.
How did you manage that? You're a bit outnumbered.
It depends upon the tactics you use.
Do you remember what you did?
You know, I'm a bloke that I can't remember one bloody 5 minutes to the next what happened. As a thing passed me by, I was all forgot. I used to...
So you don't remember how it happened now?
No.
That's fair enough. Anything else about GPT Ridge or Kohima that you remember? Any story or incident?
No, so much. No.
What about the rest of that? You were on the advance, you know, to Mandalay. Any other things that come to mind?
Yes, I did, yeah.
What did you think of your officers?
Oh, they were a great bunch of characters, really.
Because you got some new ones in B Company, didn't you? Morris, do you remember Morris Francis and those?
Francis, yeah, I met him. From London, the London bloke.
Yeah, what was he like as an officer?
He was okay as far as I remember. I never saw a lot of him, you know. I come across him now and again. Casual acquaintance, I would say.
What about your men? What did you think of your men in your platoon?
I've got nothing to say about them. They were always behind me, they were.
They were good troops?
They were. Especially the Londoners, I found to be the best.
Better than the Norfolk lads?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
Well, in what way were they better?
Well, they never had a care in the bloody world. I was always laughing and joking, you know, making it a joke, you know, the war. I think that they were a good load. Yeah, good boys they were.
What about the jungle conditions you were living in? How did that affect you?
Well, it was a thing you had to get used to. It never affects you, really. That was there and that was it. No, I'm afraid nothing ever worried me. When I was there to do a job, and I used to do it the best of my ability.
What would you say the job was? You were a sergeant, you had a platoon. What was your main job then? What was your responsibility, do you think?
Well, the main was to look after the platoon, the men. Make sure there's in no danger if you can possibly help it.
Now, what about some of the other actions? The attack on Aradura Spur, do you remember that's all up the hill? Were you involved in that?
No, I can't remember that. I wasn't in that. I'm sure I wasn't.
And then they were going along. What about Vishwima or Kigwima?
Vishwima.
Were you there?
Vishwima, yeah.
What do you remember of that?
I wasn't actually in that battle there, because there's a lot of battles you never got into. There's so many going on at the time, you know what the other chap was up to.
What's the next battle you remember? Because it was a whole year of action, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Are there any particular incidents you remember, or...
Yeah, try to think.
There's another big battle at Say. That's quite a bit later on. That's nearly a year later.
Say, yes, I was there.
What do you remember of that?
Say, I went into that battle in an armoured carrier. I was driving those days on there. Say, yeah.
Remember anything about it, or has it faded away?
I'm afraid mine's all faded away. As I go, if anything happened yesterday, I don't remember a bloody thing about it.
Right.
And if I want to forget anything, I forget it.
Were you still... I mean, the possibility of a commission, did it ever occur to you while you were actually in the fighting? Because one or two of them, Gus Gilding, was commissioned in the field. You weren't commissioned till after the war, were you?
No.
Did you ever think of the possibility of a commission?
No.
Is there anything else about Burma you want to tell us?
About Burma?
What did you think of the whole campaign?
Well, that's for the blokes who ran the thing.
Right. Now, you were pulled back to India, and then the war ended.
Uh-huh.
Did you stay out with the 2nd Battalion, or did you come home with the drafts?
No, I didn't come home with the draft, no.
Why was that?
I don't know. Just my luck, I suppose.
I mean, there can't have been many of the 2nd Battalion left after the drafts went. Did you get a new intake?
I can't remember. I can't remember about that.
Now, you decide. Did you stay in the army?
Yes, I stayed in the army for May 47, I think I came out.
What about when you were commissioned? How did you find that? You were commissioned in 46, weren't you?
Yeah.
How did that affect you?
It didn't affect me at all. I knew I had a job to do, and I done it the best of my ability, that's all.
You were a captain, weren't you, by the time you
finished? Yeah.
Did you stay in B Company?
Yes, I believe I did.
And how were you received in the officers' mess? Did they make you welcome?
Oh, yes. I was received all right there. I was well known in the battalion, in the ranks of there.
And what made you decide to come out of the army?
Well, the time was up, wasn't it? Time expired.
Did you think of trying to stay in?
No, I think I'd had enough of it by then.
So then what did you do in civilian life?
I took a public house. The Fishmonger's Arms at Clay.
At where?
Clay. C-L-E-Y, Clay. That's along the coast. Fishmonger's Arms.
Right. And do you still maintain your close links with the regiment?
Oh, yes. Reunions, yeah.
Is it important to you?
Oh, yeah. Still keep in contact. We are friends.
Thank you very much.